I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton, and welcome to Big Squid. It's Chitter Chatter time, and this time my guest is all the way from the Chase. It's Bryden the Shark Coverdale, and today's topic is about the extraordinary victory by Jack Brabham. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. He's back with the segment that is taking Australia by storm. People are loving the Chitter Chatter way to start a Monday morning. And it's Bryden Coverdale, a.k.a. The Shark from The Australian Chase, who also is the author of The Quizmasters, who is here to help us have something interesting to talk about that does not involve any of the shit things that are happening in the world. How are you, Bryden?
Yeah, good, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. What do you have for us today?
All right. Today I've got a little bit of sporting history going back to the late 1950s, a great Australian sporting icon, Jack Brabham, the great Formula One driver.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if a lot of people know how he won his first Formula One championship, the first Australian to do it, but it was 1959, the last race of the season. It's the American Grand Prix, and there are three drivers who, you know, can still win the championship, just depending on the permutations of sort of who finishes where. Jack Brabham's sort of the front runner. So five laps into the race, one of the other guys, you know, he's had to retire because his gearbox, you know, is kaput. There's two of them left. These are long races back in those days, 2 hours. It gets to the very last lap and Jack Brabham strikes a bit of a problem. He ran out of petrol.
Oh, which that is a slight problem, right?
That, yeah. I mean, look, I wouldn't say that I'm a massive, you know, motor racing expert, but to me, that seems a fundamental issue.
Yeah.
That you're probably going to struggle to get around. Yeah. No electric cars back in those days.
Wow.
So anyway, he's 400 yards from the finish line of this race. He doesn't know where the other guys are, whether they've finished or not. All he knows is that he has to finish the race to have any chance of winning this, you know, whole season championship. So the only thing that he can do is he gets out and he pushes his car. So Jack Brabham, like, physically pushed his car the last 400 yards of the race over the finish line, not allowed to have any help because he would have been disqualified.
Right.
So he's like, you know, just basically collapsed over the line, pushing his car. As it turns out, you know, his rival, this guy, Tony Brooks, finished third, but that wasn't enough. So by doing this, Jack Brabham has actually become the first Australian to win the Formula One Drivers' Championship, and he's done it on foot, which I don't know. To me, it reminds me a bit of, you know, like watching Cars, the Pixar film or something.
Yeah.
It's the final race of the season. What's going to happen? It's
like, wow.
Just this classic finish.
That's insane, because also taking into account, he's just been driving for what, an hour and 59 minutes?
Yeah.
And then to get out and push the car, that's a lot.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, 400 yards, I mean, you know, that's not a short distance. He was probably glad it wasn't, you know, a couple of laps. And bear in mind, there's other drivers, you know, still finishing. So, like,
right,
this is on a racetrack where, like, cars are going damn fast. He's just like pushing it over the line as if he's, you know, broken down on the highway or something.
That is so funny. Nothing better than winning a race. And, you know, I guess the popping of the champagne is a little bit more difficult to pull off when you look like you've just done a triathlon or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's sort of the opposite of, you know, in some of those early Olympic marathons, how people used to cheat by getting a ride in a car.
Right.
It's like, you know, this is the opposite of that. It's meant to be a car race, but this guy's done it on foot.
Yeah, I want to win the championship, but I want to do it with a degree of difficulty.
That's right. Exactly.
Jack Brabham is like one of those legends, but we kind of don't talk about him as much anymore. He's been a little bit lost to time. Did he go on to win more championships?
I think he won a couple more from memory. He's got knighted. You know, that's a pretty good indication,
right,
in Australian sport that you are, you know, up there with Don Bradman and the likes. You know, I'm pretty sure Farlap would have been knighted if we could knight horses.
Right.
You know, so yeah, look, definitely one of the legends of Australian sport, but yeah, it's the nature of, you know, passing time, a little bit forgotten. And also, you know, motor racing probably doesn't have quite the widespread appeal that maybe it once did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is a great story. And you know what, if that doesn't bring him back into the public consciousness, a guy winning a race by pushing his car, I feel like that may have been the Aussiest thing that's happened on this podcast, finding out about
right.
that. That's great, Bryden. Where can people find you on the socials?
Twitter, Bryden Coverdale at Twitter. I'm on Instagram as well, although I'm not very good at Instagram. But, you know, you can still follow me if you want to. The Quizmasters is still kicking around in bookshops. All about the world of quizzing and trivia and all sorts of interesting stories in there.
Yeah, it's a great read, and with Christmas coming up, it is perfect for anyone in the family, especially people love going to quizzes, and I think it's a fascinating look into what goes into it behind the scenes. And also, there's great information like this, so it's perfect.
Right.
It's the perfect Christmas gift.
Lots of useless information, which is what this little segment's all about.
Absolutely. That's my whole career right there. So, all right. Thank you very much, Bryden.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you to Bryden for swinging by with another fascinating bit of trivia. Make sure you take that into the workplace, take that to school, share it with your family and your friends. It's just an opportunity to talk about anything else that is not going on in the world, right? Like, don't get me wrong, Twitter on fire is kind of fascinating, but for the most part, there's other things that you can talk about, and here is one of them. As you can see, Bryden is one of the most popular chasers in his role as the shark on The Chase, so check that out Monday to Friday. You never know which chaser it's going to be, and it's a pretty fun show to work on, to be honest, so keep an eye out for him there, and also remember to keep an eye out for his book. It's going to be a great Christmas present for any member of your family, especially anyone who's into quizzing. Melbourne, I'm in town this week with my first solo show in 3 years. I'm appearing at Comedy Republic on November 26th at 7 p.m. Yes, I'm 50. A 7 p.m. starting time is perfect. You can find tickets at comedy.com.au. Just click on my tile and you'll get all the info you need. There's not a huge amount of tickets left, so I'd love to sell it out. That'd be great. It'd be great to sell it out, and maybe that will convince my management that I should come down more. Melbourne, would you like that? I could come down for the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Maybe I could bring down a little live Big Squid, you know. But, you know, we need to sell the tickets now. Anyway, don't muck around. Like, all that's on that day is a little thing called the state election. Fuck, what amazing timing, right? Anyway, that would be great if you could come along. It's a fun show, and I'm looking forward to returning to Melbourne for the first time in a long time to perform it. And remember, as a Big Squid listener, you can use the promo code PODCAST and get a sweet discount for your ticket as well. So don't forget to use the promo code if you're coming along. I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new Space Podyssey episode. Ben Elwood and I are looking back at the film 1984. Then on Thursday, Rove returns to have a proper in-depth discussion about Doctor Who. The last time he was on, we just kind of did a reactionary podcast to the final episode. But now we've had a little bit of time to think about it. And then we recorded this podcast a couple of weeks ago. And to be honest, there's been even more information since then. So I'll try to remember to share some of that with you in case you're not across it. But we discuss the finale more in depth. We talk about the previous era that we've just experienced. We discuss where it might be going. And I also share my listeners' thoughts with Rove about what they'd like to see in the new season. Everyone wrote some really interesting things, actually. Some, I think, really took Rove by surprise. So that's also a part of the podcast. So that'll be on Thursday. So it's a big week here on Big Squid. So I would like to thank Bryden for being my guest today. And you know what? Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Big Squid community. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.